All right, the best way I think to go about doing this is going into a note that I had from earlier, which I just really wanted you to see.
What was that?
Where is it? Well, I think I remember it. Anyways, I made a note to myself to say that the lady that was our waitress tonight that was dragging her feet everywhere,
yeah,
was 100% doing it just because she despises our race. Like, I think she knew exactly what she was doing, because I swear to God, a couple of times I caught her picking her feet up and walking normal, and then she would like catch herself and go shuffle, 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 shuffle. Ship.
Can you fucking stop?
her whole deal was just like, these fucking Americans.
Dude, that chicken was some of the worst chicken I've ever had. It was
super bland.
It was a chore to chew on it. And I'm pretty sure they stole the sauce from McDonald's.
Like the sweet and tangy?
Yeah, yeah, like that regular ass sweet and sour sauce that they give you with nuggets.
The people out of the hibachi side probably got really good food. And because we walked in and were like, I want a table, and then ordered hibachi, they just...
Oh, you don't want to pay extra money? Then you get shit food.
Just dump some McDonald's chicken nuggets into their fucking batter.
Yeah, yeah. Mine wasn't even fucking hot. It was slightly above room temperature at best.
Where were we at the other day where I got the food that was hot on the outside? Oh, it was
the pasta place?
The pasta place. Bravo.
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 Bravo. Bravo. Your flagship dish tastes like butt. Bravo. I think you're right, man. Cleveland, Ohio is, well, I guess I'll say Menor, because Cleveland's all right, but Menor has fucking nothing for decent food. It's just a bunch of overpriced bullshit. Like, I still don't understand how the fuck Red Lobster is open anywhere in the fucking world. But Smoky Bones expensive as shit too, and it's mediocre at best, and their drinks are fucking expensive.
I have a weird, like, disposition, I guess, to barbecue, because I've had some of the world's best barbecue, and it was out of, like, a dirt shack in the middle of Arkansas. And then I go to these places like Smoky Bones here or Sonny's or whatever, and they cater to the middle ground. Like, they make stuff that no one goes, but it's too tangy, or it's too this, or it's too vinegary or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go down to like my buddy's place, when he makes barbecue, he makes it the way he eats it, and it's the way I like it. So I love this stuff, but you'll get like the little girl will get it and I can't eat it because it's too, you know, too much vinegar.
Yeah, that shit's stupid. Like, if it's like a single family owned restaurant, I think you should definitely have your own, like, your own recipes and shit like that, like your own individual taste.
I get that the purpose is to make money. So if you're going to pander to everybody, you're going to make more money if you're charging $5 for a dish.
Yeah.
But if you go to that steak place I went the other day, that steak, I know a ton of people wouldn't have ate it. They would have thought it tasted crazy, but it was a $100 steak.
What do you mean tasted crazy?
When you dry age something for 40 days, the marbleization in it and just the flavor is, it almost resembles like a strong beef broth or something. Like, it's gamey in a way.
That's one term I never understood, was gamey.
If you eat like elk or bison or any of that, it has just such a pungent flavor.
Okay.
Like, it can almost be overwhelming. Like, you have to be in the mood for that, and you have to have a taste for it. That'd be like going and ordering sushi and saying it tasted too fishy type deal. Like, you should be expecting that.
If it tastes fishy, that's fucking bad fish. If your fish tastes fishy, that's bad fish.
Yeah,
but I mean, I know what you mean. Like, if you, yeah, If you open up a can of tuna and it tastes too much.
Right. If you go and get a... Like, if we're getting... Like, salmon sashimi. That flavor is much stronger than a baked salmon.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's kind of the difference that I get. Like, if you get a steak, it tastes like steak. But if you get some 40-day dry, you know, or aged in a cooler, cooked over a open wood grill, the flavors are really strong. And, you know, that's the type of steak that you put with a real good wine. And I love it. But I know, you know, I know, like, people like my ex-wife would not. That's not going to happen. Like, she'll barely eat a steak, and that thing's got to almost taste like water.
That's one thing that I definitely agree. I never really ate red meat until pretty recently just because I didn't really enjoy the taste. But I'm definitely on board with you that if it's a decent steak, you shouldn't need fucking sauce for it. You should be able to just straight eat it.
That's my thing I say every time I go to a steakhouse. Do you need any A1? I better not.
Yeah, hope not.
Yeah. Even if I'm only paying $20 for a steak, I better not need freaking ketchup for it. I do have a little thing written here on the doc. I had a question for you. If you, maybe you got a little insight to it because you've been reading about Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself today, what's after SpaceX? Like, where are we headed?
Well, his goal, I honestly, in the book, I haven't gotten to the point where he's talking about Tesla or SpaceX at this point. Like, he's just now in the beginning steps of PayPal, which was called, I think it was called like X.com back then, and then it got broken up and then renamed and shit like that. That's where I'm at right now in the book. So really, he hasn't even, he made a decent amount of money in the beginning when he made an app, or not an app, sorry, that's too modern, made a website called Zip2. And it was essentially, from what I read from the book, it was like an early mix of Google Maps and Yelp into one program. And he was going through a deal with a company that I cannot remember the name of, and they ended up backing out at the last minute. And then Compaq, the computer company, ended up coming around and offering him $307 million for it. So they immediately, like, they went and met up with the guys at Compaq, and they were just investing, essentially. They weren't going to be the ones programming or anything like that. They were relying on Elon Musk and his brother Kimball and the crew that they had working on it to continue working on it. But those guys quit the second that the deal went through. So they just took their money and fucking ran. Elon went and bought himself a Saline or a McLaren. And it was one of like 200 in the world or some shit like that. And then where I left off in the book, he was driving down the road and it didn't mention who his passenger was. And he looked over at his passenger and he says, "You want to see something funny?" And he fucking stomped on it and like kicked the ass in sideways over a hill in San Francisco and just threw the car through the air like a frisbee and smashed it into a bank. And he looks over at the person and he says, "The funny part is it wasn't insured." So he just smashed the fuck out of a, I don't know how many million dollar car, and then just chuckled it off and went on to make a fuck ton more money.
Just went on to make more money.
Yeah.
I guess my real thought process on that was not so much like what I think he's going to do, but how the dynamic of the world is going to change now that you have SpaceX. Like, are you going to end up with, are we going to see a Walmart of space exploration? Are we going to see mega companies start dabbling in? Like, he now basically is the International Space Station's Amazon, right? Yeah. Like, they need stuff, he gets it to them.
Yeah, I think...
Obviously, I mean, eventually it'll get there, right? Like, eventually you're going to have colonies, but...
That's so fucking far away, though.
Is his step, though, is this first step big enough to push that process ahead 100 years.
I think a lot of people have the romantic idea that the commercialization of space flight, space travel is going to be similar to commercial airlines when that broke out, when it wasn't just government. And the difference between the obvious fucking difference between airlines and space travel is flying from here to Ireland. Ireland still has oxygen, still has people living on it like it's the same fucking planet. Flying to Mars, that's a whole nother fucking rodeo. And I mean, how many people are really going to want to live in space? Like, I don't even know how big the International Space Station is, but it doesn't fucking look big. So, I mean, you'd have to have just a chain of those fuckers around the world. And how, I don't know, how long would it take before people just started launching shit out of those down to Earth? It's going to be like that fucking, what was that movie with Matt Damon? Where all the rich people lived in there. Yeah, Elysium, yeah. All the rich people lived up in the sky, and then all the poor fuckers that made all the...
Yeah, where they had the machines that you could lay in it like a CAT scan machine, it would cure your cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, need that. They could probably make one of those tomorrow, but...
I think it's going to be like the NASA revolution, or... It's not even the NASA revolution. It's going to be like the space war, the space race, actually, where you get such massive advancements in medical technology due to the advancements, almost like relatively small advancements in space technology. Just being able to get up into space and then get to the moon, it revolutionized medicine. So... I don't know. I see there's got to be something big because of this. Everyone looks at him like he's crazy now, and they...
Yeah, I have a family member that thinks that he's just a fucking thieving piece of shit that's taking taxpayer dollars. But he also complained that... he's complaining that SpaceX is getting money from taxpayers, but he also complained that NASA got their budget cut. It's like, fucking pick one, man. You can't have them both. Like, it's still, progress is still being made, and I think it's in better hands in the commercial sector than it is in the government sector.
I'm a huge fan of that. I don't want the government sector having to deal with it.
You can bet your fucking bottom dollar that they're still doing whatever fucking advances they want to do. Like, the government's still getting their fucking piece of the pie, and they will remain ahead in advancements.
I mean, they'll remain a player. But look where military technology went. I mean, I worked for government contractors after the Army, and they're smoking them. There is no development happening in the government sector for anything. Northrop Grumman builds every ship that the Navy uses now.
Yeah.
It has to move that way, because when you have profit, and you can turn that profit, basically multiply it tenfold, you're going to get a better product. Because that's the one thing that NASA can't do is turn a profit. They can use their budget this year, and I'm assuming just like every other government agency, if they don't use that budget, it doesn't get renewed. But even if they meet it, they're looking at a mediocre increase.
Yeah.
Whereas if Musk turns a record year this year and makes an extra $10 billion on top of what he expected to make, he's going to buy another rocket. Like, he's going to, hopefully.
Idea. Absolutely. That is his focus, is space travel. That is 100% his focus.
And that's where I'm excited for, because I think you're going to see a rebirth in the progression into space coming from him. And you know me, I get stuck on space real easy because it's
for sure. It's fucking badass.
It is, but it's a huge thing for me. And the another thing I just saw today, and I'd be interested to see if he's going to go and try to inspect this and look at it. There was something came out just the other day. NASA found what appears to be a crack in the moon caused by the gravitational pull of the Earth.
What?
Yeah, a giant, like, fault.
Is it, like, covered up by that, whatever that moon dust shit is?
It is, but, you can see it. There's pictures of it online, where you can see, right, it's a split, and there's no seismic activity on the moon. In fact, they were astonished to see how recently there was seismic activity on the moon, and it was just millions and millions of years old. So before people were even a thought on the planet was the last time anything seismic, before it cooled to the point that it's just a dirty rock up there.
Yeah.
And the fearful, I guess, my fearful thing on that is that the moon cooled down at a relatively short time ago. Once it becomes dead, it doesn't renew itself. Like, we build islands through seismic activity and lava being poured out from the center of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Without that happening, you don't repair fractures.
Yeah.
So if we're starting to see gravitational fractures on the moon, what was that movie where it was that time traveler movie where the guy goes forward into the future. When he gets out, the moon is destroyed and all you have are the fragments up above.
I don't remember that.
It's going to be a weird reference to know where it came from, but on, The Big Bang Theory, TV show, one of the guys bought the time machine, and it was the chair. It was like steampunky looking, and I wish it's an older movie and it's real famous, and somebody's just going to scream at me for not knowing the name of it and knowing Elysium. he gets in and like he's trying to go back to save like his wife that dies. And when he realizes that he can't do it, he just starts blasting forward through space or through time.
Dude, when did it come out?
Take a shot and say about 20 years ago, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little less, but it's one of the iconic scenes is a guy that he's running from jumps up and grabs the chair and he drags him through time, and you watch the guy on the outside of the bubble age, die, and then decay away.
What the fuck?
It looked cool. I mean, it was obviously, like, to him, that was an entire lifetime, so he would have for sure cut his arm off.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd have chewed through it before I'd have just rotted.
Right,
away.
Yeah, like, to him, he's...
just standing there.
He just held on to the side of it for fucking 60 years.
Yeah, just died and withers away and turns to dust, and his arm inside was still intact. The guy, like, peels it off and throws it. So really, it's a good movie, but it's...
I do not remember that at all.
That was my space rant on that one. Not really, though, tell you the truth. Just a massive amount of space ranting that I wrote down. Stephen Hawking put out a letter, or put out goddamn Robotron recording, whatever he does, of why we should stop looking for life on other planets. His criticism of the SETI program. He said that the process to create life is simple. The process to create intelligent life is extremely complex. And we take for granted the absolutely incredible factors that it would have had taken to create us.
Yeah.
Our brains are three times larger than the next member of our species.
Fetching Cody? Okay.
Um, So he said, going off of the only thing that we have to compare it to, which is human nature, more than likely the same type of conflicts and issues would happen on any other type of higher life form. So to think that he compared it to, if aliens came and visited us, it would most likely end up the same way that it happened when Christopher Columbus landed here and met the Indians.
Yeah, for sure.
They would just kill us, and you know they would, or enslave us. Like,
is it time cop?
So close. I don't know. I'll find it. I will find it real quick.
No, you can keep going.
No, that's really it. Just that Hawking already shit on my dreams of time travel, and then now he's shitting on my dreams of finding extraterrestrial life.
The big problem that, I mean, as somebody who has very little education in the whole, well, anything, I think it's strange that how many intelligent people are so... have, like, such tunnel vision on how things work. Like, oh, if they showed up, then they would just murder us all. Well, what if that's not a thing? What if there was such thing as human nature, we'd all still be fucking in caves right now. And nobody invented the wheel, and we're all just hanging out, killing each other and eating each other and eating berries and shit. Clubbing chicks over the head.
You know how I said someone would probably just yell at me for not knowing the name of it?
Yeah.
It's literally called The Time Machine.
Really?
Yeah, and it's 2002. I was old enough.
So you said the name of it like 6 times.
Yeah, I did. What is that? The one with the time machine. Yeah, The Time Machine.
Oh, it was written by H.G. Wells?
It's a good movie. But,
is that what it just said? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he blasts forward at one point and ends up seeing the moon broken. And it was, they mined it until it shattered. So this is what he sees.
Oh man, that chair is sick as shit. Yeah, I remember that.
So that's what he sees when he lands.
Oh, they remade it. I remember the original one. I didn't see the newer one that was in 2002.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Oh, dude, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, it had the warlocks in the original one. I'm guessing the newer one was much different. My dad and I watched the shit out of that.
So yeah, he ended up, you know, seeing this, and now tides are all fucked up, and half the, you know, planet's underwater. I guess there was a bunch of issues. But seeing that fracture, again, something else, and I guess that's why the space news does get me so much, is because I will turn on the news right now and TiVo it until the end of time, and I don't think you'll ever see stories about how we saw the moon fractured the other day.
Yeah, you're not, man. You're going to fucking... Well,
I'm gonna hear about Donald Trump.
Yeah, you're going to hear about dumb shit like that. You're going to hear about depressing shit, because that's what gets fucking viewers. There's one shooting. I'm not saying shootings are minor occurrences, but if you compare that to the amount of good things that happen to people every day, like, I don't know. Like, if you were to go to a hospital, just one hospital, and track how many people's lives were saved, or go to one hospital in every state and track how many people's lives were saved, I'm sure they outnumber the fucking amount of people who were mugged, shot, stabbed, whatever.
Right.
Fucking raped, murdered, whatever it may be. And it's just, I think it fucking...
And all of the stories, and I know all stories are dealing with the past in some type of sense, but looking at the way that we move about space exploration or moving forward...
Oh, like nothing's looking forward.
Nothing is.
No.
Everything is, how do we change, you know... That's the most looking forward you're going to see, is arguments on whether or not to change old laws.
They'll cover SpaceX when SpaceX's fucking rocket blows up.
Exactly.
But they're not going to cover it every single time that it makes a successful trip up to the space station.
Yeah, right. I guarantee you, if you went out and polled 100 people, especially here in Mineral, Ohio, you'll end up with 99 people that didn't know SpaceX even went to the International Space Station.
I'd be curious to know how many people even know what SpaceX is.
Right, and you might have a few that know it, and they're going to know it because something blew up.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's that.
Ah, he failed.
That's that fucking guy that's wasting our monies.
Yeah.
We're doing some killer fucking... I don't know if you follow the space station on Instagram, but they got some really cool shit. Like, I mean, the pictures of the Earth are real neat, but they do pictures of, like, the experiments and stuff that they're doing up there. And it's a lot of, like, little silly shit that's fun to watch. Like, a dude had that globe of water that he put food coloring in to turn it green, and then put a little an acid tablet, like a little Alka-Seltzer tablet in it, and then it, like, bubbled and shit, but it stayed, like, yeah, it stayed in the little globe shape, a little spherical shape. It was pretty fucking neat. And that's the same guy who has an identical twin brother back on Earth who's receiving the same, like, vaccines and medications and shit as the guy on the space station, so they can monitor difference and similarities.
There's no way to get that type of an experiment, at least right now, without having an identical twin.
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool.
I wonder how many identical twins have a twin that's an astronaut.
Right.
There can't be many, dude.
They should snag all of them from an early age and just make them astronauts so we can test shit.
It's like some fucking Pacific Rim shit.
They're the only two that can pilot. Unless she's a small hot Asian girl, then she can work too.
Yeah, then that's, she'll fit right in.
Same, but different.
Let's do this together. Fuck off, Jax Teller.
That movie. I liked it the first time and then hated it every subsequent time.
Yeah, the first time I was just obsessed with all the visuals, and then I was like super stoked that Ron Perlman was in it as just being a fucking dude with horrible lines and a shitty accent. And it was awesome. And then I watched it again and actually paid attention to what the fuck they were talking about. And this is hot fucking garbage.
Yeah, when he did that, let's do this together. It was like he told him he didn't want to do the line. And then he tried to skip it, and they were just sitting there like, do the fucking line, man.
Just tapping on the cue card.
We know it's horrible, but this is how we wrote it.
Oh my god, dude, the final fight scene when he's fighting that fucking... can't believe we're talking about Pacific Rim right now. When he's fighting that kaiju in wherever the fuck, Hong Kong or whatever, and he picks up that fucking tanker, that giant boat, and smacks the fucking dinosaur, alien dinosaur, whatever the fuck with it. Those things are, like, built to break.
Yeah.
So some robot just swinging it around all willy-nilly. That fucker had been flying through about 6 buildings, dude. There's no fucking... stop. And then his goddamn it, that fucking sword. That sword would have saved a million lives if they used it at the beginning. But no. Nope. No. Oh, I have an idea. Where'd you get that from?
We had it.
Yeah, we...
It was in my backpack.
It was a mod. DLC. Fucking downloaded it while we were in space.
That was the problem. The movie was made by EA, and they started it, and then halfway through they
fucked themselves with downloadable content.
Oh, well, that's a pretty decent segue. I'll just throw this right down the old chute. If you were going to purchase one of these new high-speed controllers, would you consider the Steam controller or the Elite Xbox One?
Oh, the Elite Xbox One has a paddle shit on the back, right?
That's right.
That would take probably about as much getting used to as a touchpad controller. That fucking controller.
I had modded Xbox controllers a while back that had the additional buttons, and they're real nice.
Yeah.
Like, I plan on getting the Xbox Elite. I was going to get the Steam controller, but it's getting a lot of mixed reviews. You're supposed to be able to use a thumb pad like a mouse with the precision of a mouse and be able to play games like The Witcher. And
does it have like acceleration sensors in it?
I don't know enough.
I'm curious about that.
Hardware.
Because I don't trust controllers for first-person shooters.
No.
And I sure as fuck don't trust a trackpad. Let alone the both of them combined into one little piece of shit with handles on it.
It's... I'm gonna bring her up here and see what we got.
I'll be curious to see how that goes. I'll be curious to see if Valve ends up making like their own console or if it's just going to be...
Well, they've got their... It's like the NVIDIA thing, right?
But I mean, it's just a... It's
you have to have a computer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the... What is it? Like a pilot for fucking Steam pretty much, right? Like it,
yeah, but there's people that are running... Who is it? Alienware's got their gaming console,
yeah,
that runs NVIDIA graphics cards, but it's...
I was blown away to see that fucker being sold at Walmart.
They're really trying for it. That I think the issue is going to come in is, unlike the Xbox One, the new games aren't going to be compatible. So you can buy the thing, and you can run Heroes of the Storm on it all day long, but you're not going to be able to run Metal Gear Solid 5 on it.
Is it supposed to be upgradable?
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Because, I mean, if they're just building it, like... Man, it's got to be upgradable. Either that or it's got to have some... Either that or PC gaming is going to take the same route and it's just going to turn into a console, which is... Which doesn't make any sense.
All right, so for the trackpads on the Steam controller, the Steam controller's dual trackpads enable high-fidelity input. It's a one-to-one absolute position input. So that tells me not accelerated.
No.
Which means I'm going to be rubbing that thing back and forth, just trying to, like, if you're...
You know what I think it'll be like? I think it'll be like the getting used to not having tactile response when you went from, like, texting with a cell phone with buttons to, like, the touch screens that we use now.
You think some 12-year-old's going to pick this thing up and in 3 years...
Oh, they'll probably slay it, I'm sure.
Railing people?
Yeah, because I mean, you look at games now, like you... Yeah, there's 12-year-olds that are better at Call of Duty than I am, but I'd kick the fuck out of them in GoldenEye. They'd be like, what the fuck is this controller scheme? I'd be like, no odd job. Fucking slaps only, fuck face. Let's get down.
That's those videos where they give kids Game Boys. The little Asian kid says, I feel sorry for people in the past.
Dude, I can't imagine a fucking childhood without a Game Boy. When I was playing Pokemon, I was alone in the world. Like, I was this fucking... I turned that fucking that Game Boy on and I would hear that bling.
Bling!
I'd be stoked, and it just brain would shut off, go into the game, and just fucking
it made the noise,
catch Pokemon.
Just left the fucking blank screen
till the battery light came on, and I shit my fucking pants and ran like hell to my mom.
Nothing more than batteries.
I had the that extendable rechargeable battery pack that put the giant tumor on the back of the Game Boy Pocket.
Yeah,
it's the best.
Just completely negates the reason of getting a Game Boy Pocket.
My big thing, I was always such a weird gamer as a kid, so I got stuck into Sega. I hit the market at the exact time
Genesis.
To get hooked. So I got hooked by Sega, Sega Saturn, Sega CD, and then Dreamcast, and then they just yanked it out of my soul and stomped it in the ground, and I went to Family Video to go rent a new game. And they were gone off the shelves, and GameCube games were up on the shelf. And they were like, yeah, well, this is gone now. And it almost died. Because to me, it was the death. It kind of was the death of Sega.
But, oh, it for sure was. That was their last console.
Right. It, you know, they went on to be a game producer, but, you know, that was really the end of the company.
They really weren't ever good game producers.
No more than, I mean, your Sonics.
Yeah. And it, Sonic went downhill real fast, no pun intended.
Now it's a aha.
Yeah.
Now it's a mobile app that's horrible.
Yeah.
Sonic Dash.
Is it like Temple Run?
I won't. Yeah, it is. I won't delete it because I just like getting on and hitting coins. But it's that. I had the Game Gear. I still got it, but the Game Gear and battery life on that thing, it took 6 AA batteries.
Oh, you're better off just sitting next to the fucking outlet and plugging it into the wall.
Yeah, but that thing had the TV antenna for it. And I could watch TV in the car.
Oh, no shit.
Places, yeah.
That's fucking badass. I didn't know you could do that with that thing.
Yeah, it had a little antenna mount. You pull the big, antenna up out of it, and then you could pick up local television stations. Real bad, but,
real bad. And the screen was microscopic.
I just had to go through and re-solder all new resistors into it.
Oh, no shit.
Or capacitors and everything into it, so it would... Oh, my sound stopped working, but once I did it, it was like brand new again. Screen was nice and bright.
Your sound stopped working for it?
Yeah, it just quit working. You could plug headphones in, you could barely hear it. Anyway, it was a pretty easy fix. You pull it apart.
Is that the one that you still have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got two of them. One of them's a parts one, but really all it needs is the same work done. Same work done to it. It just doesn't have like battery covers.
I had a turquoise Game Boy Color, and that thing was...
I got two purple ones.
That was my fucking life, man.
Yeah. The good old days.
Yeah. The Advance came out right when I have a hard time with mobile games now. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. But maybe back when I was smaller... Like a smaller build and shit. Having my arms. I don't know. Maybe I was holding my body in a different position when I was playing it. Because like the games are still fun, but it's just uncomfortable to play them.
It's upside down.
And then when you're backwards. When you're playing in bed and you drop the fucking thing on your face, that's never a good time.
That back then my back didn't hurt just living.
Right. Yeah, it just hurts. Does it hurt when you... Yes.
Yes.
Whatever you're about to say, yes. Fuck, yes. Does it hurt?
That
yes.
Louis C.K. thing, his doctor tells him, it's a miracle. He goes, every day that your back doesn't hurt is a blessing. He goes, we're supposed to walk hunched over on all fours, and we haven't evolved a spine yet to completely walk straight up. So, it's a miracle when your back doesn't hurt. That was his entire answer for my back hurts. I love his doctor on that show.
But you're not an athlete.
You got to take 4 of these a day for how long? Oh, you just do that. All right. The final game related thing I've got, and I know you haven't played it and you looked at it a little bit, but Star Wars Battlefront, it's new. Everybody's talking about it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I've got a few issues with it after putting a few hours in on it.
Yeah, what are your issues?
Which I'm hoping are all going to get fixed. And one of the big ones is about half the time when you play as Luke or Vader, your lightsaber doesn't come on. So you're killing people, but there's nothing coming out of the end of
it. Oh, they'd have to fix that. Yeah, that's so huge.
That's going to come.
That'll be sure. DLC.
Yeah, lightsaber will be DLC. That'll be $25 for multiple colors. And the time frames, oh man, it's real hard to learn the game because when you get to play as a walker or, you get to fly in a bomber or whatever it is, you're just cruising around your TIE fighter, you get such a finite amount of time in it.
That was the article that I read from Game Informer, like their gripes about it. That was the problem that I had was that it was like a chance thing that you were going to get a ship.
Yeah.
Like the old Battlefront, it worked like Battlefield where there were vehicles that spawned.
Yeah, I understand that people would just run to them, but you have a set number. Like, people do it in Battlefield.
Oh,
people
yeah.
run for the jets.
Yeah.
I agree you don't have to allow it as a spawnable item if you don't want to.
I mean, only allow so many on the map, but let them respawn.
Right, but, like, in Battlefield, you can spawn as a vehicle. And I get that people, especially in the beginning...
You can spawn as a vehicle now?
Yeah, yeah. You can just spawn as a tank. Or spawn as a jet.
That must be a four thing.
Now, it's only when they're available on the map, so there has to be one available.
Oh,
but you can't run
okay.
up to it and get into it. Go ahead and let
oh,
them
really?
Sit. Yeah, go ahead and let them sit on hangar. Now, you can for, like, the four-wheelers and the dirt bikes and things like
that. Yeah, but, like, the tanks and shit, you have to spawn inside of it
yeah,
in order
they're,
to control
it?
Yeah,
they're at your base. So if you spawn and there's one sitting there, you could jump in it immediately. But, you know, instead of leaving the little orb out there, put the actual vehicle out there. Because how it works in Battlefront, you take off running, and then all of a sudden a blue orb will pop up in front of you, and you run through it. And then you have to hit four, and you kneel down, and then you turn into whatever the vehicle is.
Does it make the transformer noise?
No, I wish it did, because that'd be more realistic than how it happens.
Yeah.
But, man, the learning curve is crazy, because by the time I figure out how to use half the things I've got going on, I haven't crashed yet, but it's over. Like, I'll be shooting somebody, and I'll get a couple kills, and I'm like, all right, well, this is pretty cool, and then it's over. And then I won't get one for game after game, and it's one map, so I'm playing the same map over and over and over and over, just praying that I get to play as somebody.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the game's fun, but, you know, I'm
looks great.
I picked it up. It does. It looks amazing. I pick it up, I jump in, and within three or four games, I'm... you know, number three on the board. It's people are so focused on running around and trying to find these orbs.
Oh, I'm sure.
You just pick them off. And that's the worst part is they're not in spawn points. They're just so random. Like, I was in a trench and I turned. That's how I got Vader the first time. I was in a trench and I jumped down and I went to run one way and it wasn't the way I wanted to go. So I turned around to double back and the orb was sitting there.
Huh.
And then I was Vader. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But If there was set ways, I don't even know if I would hate having like a Vader around,
like a permanent character on your team that was Vader
for that match, like a cursed thing, like when you play like zombies or something on Call of Duty, and the match goes to start and then you become the first one. I think I would like that maybe a little bit better.
I never played zombies for Call of Duty. I boycotted Treyarch fucking Call of Duty games.
I'm not a big fan of the zombie matches, but it's...
Dude, that's what sold that fucking game, man.
It really did. My buddies play it nonstop, and I get on there, and I suck an entire bag of dicks the whole time. And they're just, why are you so bad at this? I don't know. Man, I don't know. The same reason why I don't play Flood... or play, I get to the point where I get bored, and then I start doing dumb shit, like running and jumping off into hordes of things, and then
yeah,
I don't make it. I don't want to crouch and hide. And
dude,
for CPU players, like I'll do it, I won't really crouch and hide, but I like playing against someone else. I don't just want wave after wave of mindless drones running at me.
I haven't played a game like that in a while. Like, Left 4 Dead's a little different because there were, like, goals. There were checkpoints and shit like that you had to get from point A to point B. But, Unreal Tournament 2004 had, I forget what it's fucking called, but it was, like, a survival mode where you would get onto a team with all players, like, other people, and then you would try to survive as many waves as you can, and they just throw NPCs at you. And it starts with, like, a couple little piddly things. And then by, like, wave 10, you're getting just horrible shit thrown at you that's just stomping the fuck out of everybody. And everybody's just screaming at one guy that's still alive who's fucking bunny hopping around the map with a rocket launcher and a flat cannon trying not to back into some ridiculous flying monster that's shooting right. laser balls everywhere. That shit was fun. Though I played zombies once on Call of Duty and we were stuck in a house and it was like whack-a-mole. It was like, oh, the zombies, I hear them at this window. So you'd, like, jog over and then shoot their faces off in that window. Meanwhile, they're fucking blowing down the back door, and now you're dead. Like, well, that was fun.
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan at all of those. Well, then I don't have really anything else on the docket. The only... Only thing I got left is one other space question, I guess. Bunch of NASA releases have been happening here lately. The Water on Mars thing, some announcements about Pluto. Somebody asked the question, if NASA was going to release the discovery of life on another planet, how would they do it? And the guy's answer was just to smile, kind of chuckle, and then leave. And if I had to guess how they would do it, it would kind of be how things are going right now, which I know is a long leap to look at that.
So they asked him how they would announce it, and he just laughed and walked away?
Yeah, that was how that kind of went about, was just... he may have given some arbitrary answer afterwards, but it was this. It may have probably meant nothing, but just the idea that kind of popped into my head was like, what if this is the buildup? Like, NASA went hardcore with The Martian. They were a huge collab for the whole deal. They released the discovery of water on Mars the week before the movie came out.
Did they collaborate on The Martian?
Oh yeah, big time. Big time.
For what? Like,
to get the...
For like factual accuracy, right? Yeah, and stuff?
To get the factual accuracy of what actually the Martian surface looks like, what the contents of the soil might look like. They obviously added...
Matt Damon.
And a ton of other stuff. To figure that out, but just how they did the orbital launch, that orbital slingshot to get there.
That's one thing that they were talking about doing, creating instead of using, did they do it instead of using rocket propulsion?
No, I don't mean.
Oh, like, I gotcha. Like, around the planet.
Right.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Slingshotting around the planet. No, and I haven't seen the movie, so...
I mean, that's how they get the satellite. That's how they got that... I mean, that's one of the many ways that they got the satellite out to Pluto. Like, it slingshotted out of a couple planets' orbits. I can't imagine sitting around and doing the fucking math for that. Oh, and you just sit around and pray that it doesn't get hit by a fucking flying piece of shit in space. Oh, just okay.
Anything.
Yeah, here's your life's work. What if at, like... 8 years and 364 days just gets smacked by a fucking rock.
The best thing was how it had to shut down for so long, and it was on a timer to kick back on.
Yeah.
How many of those guys were just shitting
staring at the clock?
Just waiting on this thing to blink to life. Because it could have just not.
Yeah.
It could have gotten so cold that something cracked out.
It could have been flying through space and it just didn't work.
Yeah, that's the biggest probability, is that it could have just not worked. They could have seen it somehow in a telescope 10 years from now, just bleeping around. It could have come back to our orbit somehow randomly and just, oh.
That'd be terrifying. Yeah. I would have some fucking questions if that happened. So the universe is round. Okay, got it. It's like fucking Morty playing frisbee with himself.
Oh, the end of season two. You hurt me. You hurt me. Free Rick Sanchez. All right, man. You got anything else?
Fan question. Would you rather die in a tsunami or a plane crash?
Oh, it's bleak. Hi, welcome to the show. How would you like to die? All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you later.